King the Fifth. Governance updates for South African organizations. Doran Joff, Executive, Joint Head of Department, Corporate Commercial, and Sanjay Kasan, Executive, Joint Head of Department, Corporate Commercial, at ENS. The King the Fifth Report on Corporate Governance, published on the 31st of October 2025, applies to financial years starting on or after the 1st of January 2026. King the Fifth refines, rather than overhauls, King the Fourth, and the transition should be manageable. However, King the Fifth introduces important updates that must not be overlooked, and we provide key changes below. 1. Structure and simplification. King the Fourth was a single, multi-part report. In contrast, King the Fifth is split into four separate documents: foundational concepts, the code, the glossary, and the disclosure framework, all available online. This new structure is complemented by a shift to plain language, less jargon, and clearer definitions. The number of principles has been consolidated and reduced from 17 to 13. 2. Disclosure. King the Fifth retains the apply and explain disclosure model, but now requires organizations to use a standard disclosure framework. This framework sets out each principle, provides a column to declare any exceptions, and requires explanations for any practices not adopted, including alternative measures taken. Governing bodies must ensure disclosures are meaningful and not just a formality. 3. Key content changes. Sustainability and reporting. King the Fifth requires the governing body to align the organization's purpose, business model, and strategy to create sustainable value. Reporting should enable stakeholders to make informed, holistic assessments of sustainable value creation. The board must select reporting standards, determine the suite of reports to publish, and publish an integrated report annually. King the Fifth explicitly supports sustainability disclosure based on double materiality. Organizations must report on issues that affect financial performance and on those impacting their ability to create long-term value for stakeholders. Board composition and independence. King the Fifth maintains a holistic approach to board composition, emphasizing competencies, balance, and independence. Independence is assessed on a substance over form basis and defined as the exercise of objective, unfettered judgment. For non-executive members, it means the absence of any interest, position, association, or relationship that a reasonable, informed third party would view as likely to unduly influence or bias decision-making. Updated independence criteria now explicitly address relationships involving related parties, clarifies cooling-off periods, and recognize 9 years tenure as a key factor in evaluating independence. Board committees. King the Fifth introduces stricter rules for the composition of the Risk Committee and the Social and Ethics Committee. Both must have a majority of non-executive members, including at least one independent director. This is stricter than King the Fourth and the Companies Act, which does not require independent members for these committees. Data, information, and technology. King the Fifth significantly updates the approach to data, information, and technology governance, reflecting rapid technological change and the rise of AI. The board must set the strategic direction and approve policies for the ethical, compliant, and effective management of data, information, and technology. There must be clear rules for using AI, focusing on inter alia human oversight, ethics, security, and privacy. Remuneration. King the Fifth streamlines its approach to remuneration to align with recent changes to the Companies Act and to avoid duplication of legal requirements. Separate, non-binding advisory votes by shareholders on the remuneration policy and disclosure are recommended where not legally required, as is the case until the amendments take effect and, afterwards, for organizations that are not public or state-owned companies. This practice applies only to entities required to have social and ethics committees based on the public interest score. Conclusion. King the Fifth ushers in a new era of corporate governance in South Africa, demanding genuine leadership, transparency, and integrated thinking. With its streamlined structure, robust disclosure requirements, and heightened standards for ethical and effective governance, King V is expected to support organizations in building resilience and fostering long-term value. Ends. Author. At Doran Joff. ENS Plus Posts. Bio. This author does not have any more posts. At Sanjay Kasan. ENS Plus Posts. Bio. This author does not have any more posts. Share on your socials.